The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is Ricolas Martin and Christina Aguilera. Nobody wants to be lonely. Jamie Fine before that, if anything's left on The Drive with Rob and Roz. Don't look at me like that, Mackenzie.
Not Ricolas, Rob Forbes.
That's the full name for someone called Ricky, is Ricolas. Stop. Don't you know that?
Stop it.
Didn't you know?
Nick
Nicholas, Rick Ricolas.
Yeah, ba donkey.
Makes sense.
Daarvoor. Yeah, makes complete sense to me.
Welcome to Friday on The Drive with Robert Ross.
Jy is full nonsense. Hoe gaan het?
Oh, gaan goed. Listen, we are Fridaying so well for you today. The first hour of the show is cocktails. The second hour of the show, Karen Zoid is coming to hang out. We've got up to 10,000 rand to give away in our CELSI competition. And then the DJ decks are here and it's Friday.
What a Friday combination for a radio show.
Can I just say something quickly before we start? Remember I told you about nuking some bread rolls in my microwave?
Yeah.
And creating a smoke that filled my entire home and stank.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the microwave clean. Werkie. So I looked up today because what I think has happened, you know, microwave's got those little holes inside.
Yeah.
I think that's smoke because everywhere the smoke stopped and turned into liquid, it became this brown gunky goo, right? So I think the entire interior of the microwave got coated in that smoke and that's why I can't get rid of the smell. It's inside. I went and looked up today. Am I allowed to open up my own microwave? The antwoord is nee.
Rob, when you buy a microwave, there is a huge sticker with white black writing on it that says, do not open.
Yes, there is a beryllium oxide thing inside, which creates the microwaves, which apparently if you breathe it in, this yay. And then also there's a capacitor in there that apparently you can unplug your microwave for about a year and it will still carry enough electric charge to kill you instantly on the spot.
So you didn't know this?
I mean, I knew I had been told don't open your microwave, but like there are suggestions. And then there are things you absolutely shouldn't. And
you're like, oh, how bad could it be?
I've realized this is the absolutely shouldn't. So short of putting a hose pipe in my microwave, I don't know how to clean off the interior walls because I think that's where the smell is.
Ek dink ons moet my nou vir hierdie microwave goodbye sê.
Nee, it works. Have you seen the price of a new microwave, my bro? And Cyril's economy. Nobody's got money for that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have to live with it. I'm just going to leave it outside. I've got it plugged in outside. That's where it's going.
Let it be outside and then maybe if it rains, then we can get some rain in there. We can just clean it out.
I should get a Wendy house for my microwave.
Yes.
Then when you want to defrost something, just take it into the backyard.
You can only use it outside. I need
so,
Robert.
That's my story today.
Ek het môre en Sondag 'n CrossFit competisie, squad games happening. If you want to come watch.
Trying to see if there's a sound effect. Hold on. This one might work.
You know, I come here, every time I come here, I am trolled.
I'm sorry that I'm going to be sitting on the couch watching the Olympics. You're going to be trying to do the Olympics.
Dit is die hele naweek, Saterdag en Sondag. En ek sien uit, ons is in 'n span van 3. Ons het nooit saam 'n workout gedoen.
I mean,
we haven't worked out together, the three of us. Once.
Okay. Well, then instead of ours, I'm going to wish you luck.
Okay, thank you. We do need it because the workouts are quite difficult.
Shame.
And I shall report back on Monday on how my squad games experience went.
Monday we'll get an exhausted Roseanne McKenzie on the radio. Guys, I'm so tired.
Riets. Absolutely.
So,